It's time for the Two Old Men, a morning show, and sometimes a dog podcast. And now, here's our hosts, Jeff, John, and Charlie.
103.9, 98.5, it's mypigradio.com. And our good friend Sean Vaughn back with us in the studio, Texarkana, Texas Police Department.
I really didn't wear this in your honor.
It was just clean. You did.
I appreciate that. I see clean. You wearing it quite a bit.
I try to wear it quite a bit because I like it.
And I
noticed someone doesn't, so...
Well,
he doesn't wear these kind of shirts. He's always got those button shirts.
In the past 2 years, I've had like six different closets, man.
He's got the Johnny Cash
my boiler
shirt
pan
on,
and best pizza pan I got is in the back of my pickup truck right now. So,
but anyway, we got Sean Vaughn, the PIO for Texarkana, Texas Police, in here, and of course, we got the shelter in place, which means try to cut down on your trips to the stores and things. Do it when you have to do it. Don't gather in large groups. You can still get outside. And we'll get to talking about still getting outside. But all in all, how would you rate how the citizens are doing so far as you see out there on the street?
It's a lot less traffic than what we normally see around here, but there's still quite a few folks that are out and about. And I know there are people that they have to get out to go to the grocery store. They have to get out to go to the doctor's office. They've got to go to work.
Yeah, a lot of people still have to work.
Obviously. Those things there are things you have to, but, if we have the opportunity to not be out, you have a choice of whether or not you're going to go run over to your cousin's house this afternoon or whatever. Those type of things there are what we're asking people to try to avoid. Try to avoid being around, basically be around people as much as you can. I mean, try to avoid being in those situations where you're around people outside of your household if you can do it.
Your inner circle.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what we're asking to do. The whole ideal is to break this stream, basically, where this virus is able to pass from person to person. Contact's not there, it dies.
This COVID-19 actually dies very easily.
Yes.
Without a host.
Right.
As long as we're giving it to another person, it's just going to keep living. It's just going to keep spreading. But as long as we could, if you could do without other folk for what, 14 days, 15 days, most. Maybe
everybody do without other folks.
Yeah. Then there's nothing for the virus to jump to.
But we do understand that you have to go get stuff at the store, and you have to go to work. In a lot of cases, you have to go to work.
What do you think about Walmart's measures of keeping as far as entering the store? I think it's going to cut down on.
I think it's going to help. I mean, I was at Walmart. That was one of the places, the few places that I was at this last weekend myself, other than my apartment.
They're
trying to encourage.
I think that's social distancing.
Thing. As much as we can encourage people to do it, the movies have closed. Restaurants, no dining in. I mean, that's basically what all this is to encourage people not to get in these groups. But, the whole deal with the curfew at night, starting off with the juveniles and stuff like that, we were seeing groups of folks, out. In people's front yards and doing all of that, and
he's
going to
make me mad again.
Please don't make me mad again.
What?
He gets all charred up about that. Groups of people getting together.
I do. These parents are like, all right, kids, I'm going to turn in. Y'all going to bed now? And then when mom and daddy's 11 o'clock, they get out and go run the streets, party. We're young people. We ain't going to get. Well, I want to talk to you about that.
That's a good point, right?
I want to talk to you about
a lot of
that.
People doing that are in their 20s that are
20s.
Young, but they're not kids.
And they're
mom
kids.
And daddy can't tell them what to do. They got to know what to do.
JW, 35-year-olds is kids to you. Just deal with it, man.
Me too. Actually.
We'll be right back on the pig. MyPigRadio.com, 103.9 and 98.5. She used to be somebody's baby.
Yeah. A while back, though.
I want to ask you about this, because in between we get to talking about some stuff. What kind of kickback have you got? For the most part, a lot of folks, especially what we found yesterday with the social media and whatnot, a lot of folks are taking this serious. They want to social distance. They want to stay away from others. They want to protect other people, too. But what kind of kickback have you gotten from the ones that you ain't taking my freedoms?
It was pretty hardcore there the first week or so in terms of comments and stuff that I was getting back on social media, that this is just a conspiracy on the part of the government. You know, the one political group is behind this, or the other political groups are behind this, or country is behind this, or whatever. But regardless of how it got started, I mean, we're dealing with the reality here. I think a lot of people, as they have watched and seen some of the things that have happened in other places, New Orleans right down the road, Shreveport. Less than an hour away from us is having some serious issues there.
Hey, yeah. I ain't bound by HIPAA or nothing. I'll tell you, there's patients being treated here from Caddo Parish, Louisiana. This is a regional medical hub. Our doctors and some officials, because of red tape and bureaucratic Barbara Streisand,
HIPAA.
Yeah, they can't tell you, but I'll tell you, this is a regional medical hub. We put out what was the total number yesterday, Cass Miller, but like 25?
23,
that's,
I think.
That's local.
Yeah.
That's not counting the people being treated here and presumptive positives that are in quarantine.
Well, because they show
it's hundreds.
Their number shows up in the county they're from.
Right. Yeah. If they're right from, there.
I don't care if it Bossier Parish. They need to know. It's that serious.
But it is serious. But we've got, like I said, you've got that little group over there that's, like you were saying, kind of heck raisers that I'm going to do what I want to do. Da, 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 da.
Well, yeah, because you got comments like, I'll do what I want to do.
Then you got on the other side, the people that are going, they said don't go anywhere. Yeah. Get out of that. Quit walking down the street. You can walk down the street and get fresh air, go to the park and walk. Just don't go in a big group.
If you
and your wife and your kids need to get a little fresh air, that's probably a good idea. Just don't group up.
Well, there's a lot of stress going on right now.
Yeah, stress.
If you got the opportunity to get outside and go walking, ride your bike,
as
long as you're not doing it around other people,
We're not saying going out and have a volleyball party or whatever.
Don't invite everybody over for a barbecue.
Right. But if you can get outside and get a little fresh air, you, your wife, your kids, or whatever.
Absolutely.
So you got that extreme over there going, don't get out of the house. And then
it's
you got most of the people in the middle going, oh, yeah, I get it.
Yeah. I mean, it's really common sense. I mean, obviously, you're safer not to ear toward the side that says don't go anywhere. I don't know that nowhere is the best.
Right. Oh, can I say this without upsetting anybody? Regardless of what side of the road you live on, this is everywhere. The best information you're going to get is coronatxk.org.
They have good information.
We're going to be having releases on this side now and releases on that side, but still.
Or mypigradio.com, because we only put stuff up that's from verified sources.
And we're worried about JW. He gets his temperature took twice a day.
It's been all good.
So he can get the.
I kind of like it because I can go, okay, I'm going to get my temperature taken today to go to a press conference. 97.5 again.
Yeah,
I'm always a little below the 98. If I'm at 98.6, I'm almost having a fever. So I'm 97.5 almost every time I go in there.
But if you were a true blue pig employee here, you'd be 103.9.
And then they'd wrestle you to the ground. This is funny, folks. This is actually funny.
Or maybe not.
You might get a chuckle out of this, okay? One of those press conferences we went to, it was over at the Arctex thing, whatever you call it, on Elizabeth Street. And we signed in, and Anna signed in for both of us. And she put, 103.9. Whatever, that's the frequency of the radio station. So they gathered us in there, and they were social distancing. So we were in a hallway, and they were letting some other people in there in the main place. And then I was looking at this woman over there, and she looked up at me, and they had this weird look on her face. And
then they sprayed Anna down with a fire extinguisher.
She was going, do you work at 103.9? I was like, uh-huh. She goes, phew, I thought that was your temperature.
And you're like, why'd they let me in here?
Really, it's kind of like I'm sitting around laughing and joking. And it's that's not my temperature.
Hang around with us a little bit longer, man.
We got other stuff to talk about.
Hopefully folks are taking it easy. They're probably not even out there today. Everybody's just taking the day off.
Well, it's Friday anyway.
It's Friday. Yeah. Half day Friday.
Yeah.
Really? I ain't paranoid.
Oh, no.
I'm healthy.
Oh, yeah.
Paranoia sometimes is a good thing, though.
Hey, look, you hope for the best, but plan for the worst.
You're planning for Armageddon.
Angel flying too. Well, that's just the thing. I didn't have to plan for it. I found.
He already had his month's supply of TP.
They're like, they're like, all right, you need to have enough supplies for 2 weeks. And I got to looking around. I was like,
I've got enough for a month right here.
Hey, got to go to the store. Oh, well, you need this. I got that, too.
Well, we got Sean Vaughn here, PIO with the Texas Side Police, 103.9985mypigradio.com. I'm not sure whether we said that or not, but we're talking about the response to the COVID-19 in our area. Two questions. One is officers staying safe out there as
PPE.
Far as being able to distance themselves and be safe with the right equipment.
Yeah, our officers are practicing exactly what we're preaching to the community and everybody else. I mean, we have the exact same concerns. We have families that we want to go home to, just like everyone else. So we're doing everything as a department to protect our officers, to make sure that they're as safe as they possibly can. They've been issued the mask. You know, that they can wear if they get in a situation where they have to be closer than the 6 foot social distancing recommendation there, as well as gloves. You know, we're doing everything we possibly can. We've even moved some of our offices. Our patrol division, who up until a couple of weeks ago, were every day they were meeting at the Bi-State. Everything was coming out of Bi-State there. They've all moved them, or we've moved them now out to the SOTC, which is out by Spring Lake Park. Mm-hmm. They come and go from there. Basically, the only time they're at Bi-State is if they have to be.
Right.
But you know, we're trying to separate our employees as much as possible. We, you know, some of our civilian staff, we have them on a modified schedule.
Sure.
You know, so that we're just trying to make sure that we're protecting the people that work for us.
Well, I mean, to me, that's one of the most important things, and the, really, if you want to say scariest things to me, is the fact that you only have so many officers to begin with out there on the streets. We can't afford for these guys, and same with the firefighters and the EMTs and things like that. We can't afford for these people to get sick and go down, because unfortunately fires don't stop, criminals don't stop. I mean, we've got to keep our police and first responders healthy.
Yeah, I mean, I've thought about, you know, putting a statement out asking all the criminals to just chill for a little while.
Yeah.
You know, let's lay off.
Too bad they don't listen.
They don't listen to me anyway.
Tell us about the a change that's going on concerning that downtown at the municipal pay window on the first floor. People get, I know they get your traffic ticket, you usually go down there and pay it, or if you got court date coming up. What's changed?
The court has actually suspended having any sessions there. If you've got a case coming up with the Texarkana, Texas Municipal Court, it's been postponed until at least June the 1st. Mm-hmm. You need to contact the court and let them know that you had this coming up, and find out what court date that you now have set there. It's your responsibility to take care of your own business there.
What about people who have a traffic ticket and it's time to pay that fine?
If they've got a traffic ticket, then they can go online to pay that. Mm-hmm. You can also call the court. You may be able to make a payment online, or mm-hmm. you can even mail it in if you want to do that. But if you want a trial there before the judge, then you're going to have to
get that postponed.
Contact them and get that set up at a later date. Absolutely. But
to pay it, you can go online and things like that. And you've got it up on your Facebook page, and we've got it up on our mypigradio.com, how you can do that online.
Yeah, so it's pay online is at www.trafficpayment.com.
So that's very important, because people get tickets and you kind of think, I need to pay this thing. I don't want it to go over.
And worried about these failure to appears if you don't.
Yeah, so
you don't want that.
There's messages about, well, like the Miller County Courthouse being shut down until they get it sanitized.
Well, they're just going to keep it shut down, period.
I thought they were only going to shut down till Monday and try to open up next week.
That's not what she said.
No?
No. No, okay. That is not what she said. She said starting Monday they'd try to conduct a lot of business online.
Well, that video's up, mypigradio.com.
She didn't say they're opening back up. No, they're not doing that. Yeah. Not until it passes now.
Mm. All right, well, you know, doing everything we can. Oh, wait, hold on.
Oh, what?
I was wondering if we had a game. I'll have to look and see if we have a game.
Find a game. I bet you can find a game.
I'll look for something. But
I got another question to ask him anyway.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, well, then
when we come back.
Yeah, let's do this Restless Heart. You know,
yeah.
It's radio.
Is it?
Do anything.
Tell them what the station is.
KPIG 103.9.
1039-985 mypigradio.com. Oh, I'm sorry. That was your part.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm here with two old men and Sean. and we're gonna do a little talking, yeah. And then we'll listen to some good music.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
We can go home and take Friday off. While I ask him a question that's non-coronavirus, you find us again.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, thank you. This is completely non-coronavirus.
Thank you.
You're
welcome. I'm so tired.
I am too. Kid. Boy, you should be in this business. You're out of it. Okay. The motorcycle police officers are back on the street for the first time in about a decade.
Yeah, it's been about 10 years since we've had motorcycles.
How many you got?
We've got two cycles, two motorcycles, and we've got three officers that alternate through those. But you're probably seeing them. I've seen them riding around a whole lot. They've been out there for about 2 weeks. I did a post yesterday on our social media. I intended to do it a couple of weeks ago, but
you got busy with
preoccupied with some of this other stuff there.
But these officers they love it, right?
Oh yeah, they all ride motorcycles on their off time there, so they're all about this. So, you know, they're in heaven. They're thinking, you know, I'm getting paid for this. This is the greatest thing in the world.
Yeah, I would think so. And there's some benefits to having officers that are out of the car or out of the unit or whatever.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, think of like Richmond Road.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's very, very difficult most of the time to navigate out there. But I mean, with these motorcycles, they're able to get into some places that you wouldn't be able to get with a car and do some things out there. So it's going to help.
I saw
try
Chips
to deal with some of
just the other day. And yeah, you can go downstairs and they
I've seen videos. Yeah. I mean, we sent these guys to a motorcycle school, you know, and the videos of some of the things that they had to do is just unbelievable.
I imagine so. Very, very trained and very talented.
Oh, absolutely.
In what they do.
You know,
and I would.
I've been planning on getting me a bike, like a bicycle.
Oh,
okay. Wear a helmet, John.
Yeah, please wear a helmet.
Wear a helmet.
Please watch for these guys out there, but be careful because I say that with any motorcyclist, but especially with the officers, whatever, be watchful because sometimes they don't show up as well as the big black and white units or whatever. You know what I'm talking about? Just be careful out there because they're going to be out patrolling. And in normal times, now this is not a normal time, obviously, but in normal times, it's almost a benefit to have them, a few of them like that. I don't know if it's more approachable or if you know what I'm saying, if they're going through a parking lot or something and they need to, you know what I'm saying? More approachable than being in a vehicle.
We went out here a couple of weeks ago when I was going to do this post originally and did some pictures.
Uh-huh.
I was taking some pictures of them out there and everybody driving by was just, you know, hey, wait, you know,
that's right.
You know, they were like, oh man, we got motorcycles now. Yeah, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, they're very approachable, you know, when they're doing that and they'd love to talk to you if you,
it's kind of like, you know, in the bigger cities where they're walking the beat or whatever, you know, sometimes or whatever, in normal times, it's much more.
We'd love to, we might go out and do a video, but we allow you in here. You're in our circle.
Inner circle.
Inner circle.
Yeah, we got.
So this, we could exercise together.
Well, I don't know. Do you do yoga?
He'll out jog us.
Oh, good. Yeah, if you don't yoga, then
he'll definitely out jog us.
We might be in for that.
We got time for a game now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Before the Beatles.
This is Yes or BS, I guess.
Yes or BS. Okay. Before the Beatles, John Lennon and Paul McCartney were in a band called the Beatmakers. Yes or BS?
I know they were in a band together, but I don't know the name of it. But I don't think that was the name. I'm going to say BS.
I'm going to say yes.
Yes. Keep up with it. Anna
I'm already
stole my pen.
Oh, okay. 1-0.
Oh, yeah, you can remember.
Ketchup, not cats up.
Ketchup?
Ketchup.
Ketchup.
Was originally made from either fish or mushrooms. Yes or BS? The faces
made.
I'm going BS. I'm hoping that's BS. Yeah,
no, it's true.
Oh.
So, yeah. Ooh. Yeah, it was.
Mushrooms
made out of
and what?
Fish and fish. Mushrooms, yeah.
Yuck.
That here's sounds here's disgusting. This may be true.
Uh-huh.
Could just be a lie.
Yeah.
Paul Winchell, who was the original voice of Tigger and Winnie the Pooh, he helped develop the first artificial heart. True or false? Yes or BS?
Ooh, don't know. I'm going to say yes.
It's yes.
It is
I
yes.
I knew that
Oh, you did?
I heard that in the past.
It is, yes. Some cats are allergic to human beings.
I'm allergic to cats.
Yeah. He is too, I think.
Aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's sad.
True.
Yeah, it's true.
It is true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, one more real quick here.
Okay.
There are, let's see, sloths can hold their breath longer than dolphins can.
Sloths?
Yeah. I saw the Pictionary commercial the other day, made me think of it.
Surely that's got to be true. It's so stupid. What do you think, John?
I'm going to go for broke. We're either going to tie up or you're going to win. So I'm going to say that's BS.
He says it's BS.
JW wins a round of yes or BS. Sean, thanks for coming up here, man. You guys be very, very careful out there, yeah?
Yeah.
We are. And everybody be careful.
You know, everybody.
Be sure that you're doing the social distancing, washing your hands, taking care of yourself. If you don't have to be out, you know, be at home. Yeah, stay at home. Stay away from people.
The safest thing to do. And that's all we're trying to do is just keep everybody healthy.
Absolutely.
Yep.
This podcast brought to you by Two Old Men and Sometimes a Dog Morning Show Coffee. Coffee with a purpose. Order yours today at mypigradio.com. And be sure to wake up every morning, Monday through Friday, for Two Old Men and Sometimes a Dog to stay up to date on what's going on in our community.